Welcome back, everybody. Welcome. If you're just joining us, my name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We were talking about the NBA Emirates Cup in the last segment. And I just wanted to share this text from one of our regular listeners and callers, Matt from Middleton. He points out that, you know, the United Arab Emirates, which owns Emirates Airlines, which is the sponsor, has an absolutely abysmal record on human rights and human rights abuses, and that we have now sort of crossed over into this very complicated era of sports. And thanks, Matt, for this prompt and this commentary. You know, when we look at the Live Golf, right, like set up by Saudi Arabia, right, we look at the sponsorships that the Emirates Airlines has made. They've got relationships in soccer. They're sponsoring the NBA Cup. There is this concept when we look into geopolitics, and I'm going to blank on the portmanteau that describes this, but it's where state actors, governments that have very, what I would say, bad, not good records relating to freedom of the press, equal treatment under the law for women, literacy, human rights abuse, name your issue, right? Where as part of effectively a PR campaign, these governments through agencies or businesses like the Emirates Airlines, in this case, with respect to the NBA Cup, engage in these billion-dollar sponsorships, these multi-hundred-million-dollar sponsorships, to frankly improve their image worldwide. This isn't new. This has been around. There has been great criticism of, for example, where the World Cup for soccer has chosen to play. Ah, one of our texters, thank you so much. Not texter, my colleague at Civic Media texting me and reminding me that it's called sports washing. Yes, that is the portmanteau that I was looking for. Thank you, Luke. Shout out to you. You know, to improve their reputations. This is going on with FIFA and the World Cup. And it's interesting when you look especially at something like the World Cup. There weren't any other nations that bid for it except the UAE, I believe. So the next World Cup is going to be in Dubai. And one of the reasons that it's becoming harder and harder for countries to host things like the World Cup is that you have to have billions of dollars to invest in the infrastructure and how to house all the workers, to build all the facilities. You need tons of hotel space. You need all of the roads and sewer and all of this infrastructure. It's an incredibly expensive undertaking. A number of cities, if we look at the Olympics, for example, that have hosted the Olympics actually haven't made money relative to their infrastructure improvements. Now, that seems to have changed. Paris in 2024 seems to have cracked the code, but this is a very real problem. So my big thanks to Matt out of Middleton, also my colleague at Civic Media, Luke, for bringing this issue up. You know, when we talk about the NBA Cup, when we talk about these different sponsored or partnered events and leagues, you know, there is some complicated underbelly to this. It is all not all unicorns, roses, and sunshine. Thank you all. This is why Civic Media is all about real news and great conversation. It's always better when you all are participating. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Wanted to share with you all before we have to go to our next set of messages that the Fed has just announced that it is reducing interest rates another 0.25%. This equates to 0.75% decrease over the course of this year. What does that mean for you and your family and your pocketbook? It means that your credit card, if you are running a balance on credit cards, that will cost less. Credit card interest rates are pegged to the federal interest rate plus a whole bunch. But when the federal interest rate goes down, you do pay less on your credit card interest. You got a car loan, a home mortgage that is variable. Yep, that's going to go down too. That is why there has been so much discussion about the independence of the Fed. Because, of course, Donald Trump ran on the idea that he can lower interest rates. Well, the Fed is supposed to be independent, is supposed to be free of presidential control. And economists get concerned because if you lower interest rates too quickly or artificially, you can actually then end up juicing inflation. It can lead to, again, all of economics is sort of cause and effect and domino impacts. So very, very careful that the Fed maintain its independence. Again, in Jerome Powell's statements today, saying we've got all good positive economic indicators. In fact, wages for working people on the rise, unemployment low, and the interest rate, the overall interest rate is nearly at the just slightly over 2% target that the Fed looks at. And again, just a reminder about these macroeconomic things, the Fed, when it is looking at interest rate policy, it is usually looking at both potential inflationary impacts, the overall cost of borrowing for businesses and people like you, consumers, as well as the unemployment rate. And we're trying to look at a good and healthy balance. Why is this really important? Well, we got a potential government shutdown that might start at 12:01 a.m. on Saturday. We got a new administration coming in. And let's see what Donald Trump and the Republicans do with what is, at a macro national level, a very, very healthy economy. Now, always remember, there is a long tail. If you don't feel like you've been seeing the results of that healthy economy in your own pocketbook, in your own household budgets, yeah, it takes a while for that to filter through and down. But watch this space. Again, the Fed reducing interest rates today for the third time this year, bringing the total amount of reduction to 0.75%. Again, we have basically recovered from that recession coming out of the COVID epidemic. When we come back, we're going to talk government shutdown and that ethics report about Matt Gaetz. You thought it was buried? Maybe not so fast. I'm Maggie Dawn. Keep it locked right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I hate to break it to you, babe, but I'm not drowning. There's no one here to save. Who cares if you disagree? You are not me. Who made you king? You can't.